Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, on behalf of the New Zealand delegation, I would again extend our thanks and gratitude to Ireland for its leadership and hard work in driving this process forward over the last 3 years and this week. As we might say in rugby-playing nations like New Zealand and Ireland, you have driven the ball forward, and now it's a question of heaving it over the line for a successful try. Then maybe we can go to the pub. Being New Zealand, we had to work in a rugby analogy somewhere. But thanks to the consultations of the last 3 days, we feel we have a better sense of where views of delegations lie on the text. And we're encouraged that despite some drafting issues remaining, there genuinely seems to be common purpose and convergence in this room toward enhancing civilian protection from explosive weapons use. In the current international environment, such a positive dynamic certainly cannot be taken for granted. And we wish to commend other delegations for their constructive engagement, even if we don't necessarily agree on all specifics yet. No doubt some hard compromises remain in the text, and maybe we won't be so thankful to you once we see the next political declaration draft. But we are in the business of negotiation here, and we have confidence in you and your delegation to help us find a formula that is pragmatic yet ambitious and principled while implementable. We don't need to add further to the thoughtful take you offered, Mr. Chair, on where the text stands for now, since we mostly share it. We would, however, underline the importance of the political declaration for Aotearoa New Zealand in highlighting the significance of this issue and raising awareness of the particular characteristics and implications of the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in urban conflict. As Austria noted, explosive weapons issues are of importance for us all. The powerful and affecting testimony we've heard this week from civil society has helped to bring home these effects, and it powerfully reinforces why we must achieve meaningful progress. It's been a long road to get us to this point. The pandemic has meant this political declaration process has been lengthier than any of us, least of all you, Mr. Chair, perhaps envisaged. But it is worth recalling that the origins of AWEPA work go back at least as far as 2008. And in that regard, New Zealand wishes to acknowledge the important data collection and conceptual and policy innovation of civil society that informs our understanding of AWEPA, especially INU members, the United Nations, and the Red Cross movement. Without their research and advocacy over many years, we would not be here now. And their engagement will need to continue once this political declaration is adopted, and the signs seem good that it will be, so as to help inform states toward implementing it in a manner better protecting civilians in conflict. If we need any reminder of what happens when states fail in that responsibility, we need only look to the appalling impacts of explosive weapons use on civilians in Ukraine following Russia's illegal invasion, which, to reiterate, New Zealand unambiguously condemns. Lastly, Mr. Chair, having thanked Ireland Incorporated, I'd like to extend particular thanks to you and your team for your hard work, transparency, and balanced and inclusive approach to our work so far. I thank you.